Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. One of the results of the more infectious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is that more people are getting reinfected with the virus.
I know some people who are on their third COVID infection and others with four or more. This is happening because the SARS-CoV-2 virus is evolving rapidly and evading the immunity generated by a previous version of the virus or vaccine. The annual flu virus and vaccine work the same way.
While these repeat infections are milder, there's evidence that the damage is cumulative. A recent study showed people with multiple infections face a higher risk of dying from other causes involving disorders of the heart, blood, brain, and lungs. They may be more likely to develop diabetes, chronic fatigue, or long COVID.
The data showed that vaccinated people are only half as likely to develop long-haul COVID compared to the unvaccinated, but the risk is only reduced by 15%. And people with multiple infections are more likely to get long COVID.
What complicates this is we don't know what causes long COVID. One guess is that the virus is hiding out in the body after infection and keeping the immune system in an active state.
Or the immune system can't function normally after infection. It's also possible an autoimmune function gets activated. That's when the body attacks itself.
What all of this is telling us is that we have a ways to go to truly understand this disease.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.